Hey guys.
Hello there.
It's Caitlin.
It's Sarah.
And we are back with Cheers Brother for another episode.
Yes.
That's right. We're going to kick this off right now, baby. Here we go.
Hey.
Ugh.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother. Guys.
Let's go.
Feel free to take a swig of your water or whatever you've got next to you right now.
LaCroix. Doesn't matter.
Whatever. If it's an old Dunkin' coffee, don't drink that. Mm-mm. Get a different beverage. Here I go. Oh, God.
That actually reminds me.
Sorry, what? Wait, what?
Oh, my
What'd
God.
What'd you just say? What'd you try to just say?
Oh, my God. Sorry, audio listeners. Sorry.
Not the time and place for ASMR.
Well, oh, I guess.
If you wanted to.
I accidentally drank coffee with horrible creamer in the other day.
Oh.
And it was super old and bad.
That's disgusting.
No, that's not true.
What?
No, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not correct.
So you're lying.
Yes.
We've got a liar on our hands right now, guys.
I came back from Oregon, and I go into my room, and I see my hydro flask. What's usually in a hydro flask?
Water.
I go to drink the water, and it was old coffee that's been sitting there for 3 weeks while I was in Oregon. It was sitting in my hydro flask. I thought it was water, and I drank it.
You can't tell me that after I just took a shot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ugh. Anyway, so I opened it up. There's mold.
Oh, well, no shit. Saw that coming.
No, but yeah. Sorry, yeah. Probably bad timing, but that was
horrible timing.
Really disgusting. I can't trust myself.
I don't trust you.
All right, let's get into it.
Okay.
Now, I look like Hannah Montana today.
But Hannah Montana's cute, so.
I just got back from the Bahamas.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
For my TikTok friends.
Oh,
no,
how was that?
Little honey.
Oh.
It was fun.
Oh.
And, like, who cares if I'm traveling right now?
Who cares?
Like, who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
No, I'm just...
She is just kidding.
I'm just playing. I gave myself a spray tan.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when I texted you last night? And I was like, I just wash it off and it doesn't even work. Like, I look the same.
You told me it went all the way, but it's literally right there. What are you talking about?
Last night I washed it off and I looked the exact same. And then I was looking at myself in the mirror and I was like, I'm going to have to redo this tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine?
Your eyes twitching. That's never good.
Can you imagine if I did this again tomorrow?
Yeah, that would have been really bad. It developed, though, so, like,
it did,
you're chilling.
I looked exactly the same, so I'm glad that I look different some sort. I have some color to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's always good. I self-tan every night before this.
Yeah.
And
I'm just afraid of the sun these days.
We're afraid of the sun?
Ever since I've been watching Hiram...
Oh,
you showed me Hiram.
Yeah,
the
Sarah literally didn't know who Hiram was. And he literally blew up last year during like quarantine with all of his skincare stuff. Like, I don't know how you miss him, but Sarah lives under a rock and has no idea who he is until now.
I was being a gamer girl.
Oh.
And I was playing Life is Strange all day, mm-hmm. every day. I didn't have time for skincare. I didn't even really like, I always thought that skincare was a hoax.
Yeah.
Because I grew up and my sister would always have like Proactive and
oh
like
my
Neutrogena.
God. Proactive
and shit.
Is the worst.
Yeah. Like Clean and Clear.
Oh, yeah.
And it never
all that
worked.
Crap. No, it doesn't. That stuff makes your skin like addicted and then makes it so much worse. Oh, my God. That stuff is the worst. Never touch that.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's kind of great. Like, yeah, exactly.
We are inventing new words right on the spot.
Exactly. Awesome. But yeah, I always thought it was a hoax. I just thought that skincare was stupid and mm-hmm. a waste of money. And then I watched Hiram.
Yeah.
And he really implanted in my brain that the sun you got to avoid it.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I want to be tan.
I know.
You know? But then he was like, you have to get sunscreen. You have to wear it every single day. I don't care what you do.
I know. He's like, even when you're in your car looking out the window, put sunscreen on. And I'm like, but do I have to? He's like, yep, you do.
You're fine.
I'm like, okay. Let's take it down a notch, buddy.
He genuinely
but like, he's right.
Me.
He's right.
He terrified me. And he said, I like know his whole story now. But he.
Well, I'm glad you're listening.
I know. He said, you know what started it? It was when we were in Big Bear. And I asked for a makeup wipe.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, no.
I was flabbergasted.
Yeah. Because I guess those are bad for you, which is what he always says. I still don't honestly understand it. I think it's just like, actually, no, I have no idea what's bad about it. But
I'll tell you, sister.
Oh, okay. Well,
I got the
tea. I'm here to learn.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but when you were like, ew, makeup wipes? And I was like, yes.
I still use them sometimes, I'll be honest.
Well, I mean, that's okay.
For my eye makeup mostly.
Yeah.
That's hard to get off.
But I was just like, I didn't know that there was anything else besides mm-hmm. that. And then you gave me your, what is it called?
Micellar water. Marcier. No, micellar water. Mercier. It's just that bottle of like makeup remover, but it's just like kind of water. I don't understand what the substance is at all because it literally like,
it's like
looks like water, yeah. but it's an oil, but it doesn't feel like that.
No.
But it gets everything off perfectly.
Perfectly.
Just doing like free promo for like micellar water. Yeah. Hi, please sponsor us.
But they rock. Like you were like, just press them on your eyelids.
Yeah.
And then just, and I wear takes so much away. Makeup. And then that blew my mind. Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, then you were hounding me for not watching Hiram.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a video game.
I know.
That sounds like Skyrim.
No, that's a guy. And he is great. Skyrim. And you should probably follow him on everything.
Guyrim. Hiram the Guyrim.
But,
yeah. So I don't know how the fuck I got onto that.
This is gonna happen a lot. Yes, the sun.
So I don't want to be in the sun anymore. So I'm just trying to self-tan. But now yeah. I look like an Oompa Loompa. But it's chill.
Yeah. I mean, I will self-tan all the way. I also don't tan in the sun regardless. I'm 100% Irish. It's my least favorite thing about myself. So I'm never going to tan outside anyways. I'm just going to burn. And I obviously don't want to burn. So
yeah.
I don't. Does really that happen every time? Not really every time. It's just like if I sit out in the sun. Like I don't get how people can just go to the beach and like lie down and just like sit there. Like literally when I used to go to Hawaii all the time and I'd go to the beach with Meg, every time I'd visit, I'd have to go to like Walmart and buy like their last umbrella because there'd like never be any because no one there uses any because
yeah.
they just sit in the sun. And I'd be like literally at the counter, like, please give me an umbrella. And they're like, we don't have any. I'm like, no, like you need to check everywhere. Like I need an umbrella.
Like in Hawaii, it never rains.
Literally. Well, no, it's just to protect me from the sun.
Yeah,
just
I know.
To put in the sand. And then I'd go to the beach and all like the cute surfer boys would come and I'd be sitting there like putting my umbrella in like the sand and like twisting it. It'd blow away. I'd have to chase it into the water. So embarrassing because I'd be the only person on the beach with an umbrella because everyone else wanted sun. I'm like, hi guys, I'm Irish. So like I need this umbrella or I'm going to have a rough night and need a lot of like aloe. I don't feel like dealing with that.
That's a cute t-shirt.
What?
Hello, I'm Irish. Whenever you go to Hawaii, just
I
have that on.
I feel like I've seen that shirt in Ireland.
And then you have the sunblock on your nose.
Oh my God.
Like Larry
like
the Lobster.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Ugh. It's so embarrassing. People always make fun of me, but I'm like, you know what? My skin's going to look good
yeah.
in 15, 20 years. So yeah. fuck you guys.
But it's always like after you get a horrible sunburn, then you go home and then you put aloe on you, then it just sucks it Ugh. And absorbs it right up after
yeah.
2 seconds. It's just like,
I know.
It's all gone. Mm. And they have to reapply like every 20 seconds. Horrible.
It's just, what a life.
Sucks for you.
It does I'm suck kidding. For me. I feel bad for myself.
I'm just kidding.
No, don't Thank be.
God. Anyway, yeah, I got a spray tan.
Yeah, there's that.
How was your past few days?
Well, last night was one of the most chaotic nights I've had since moving here. Very long story, going to try to summarize it. So basically,
also, you don't have to do that.
Do what? Summarize it?
We're on a podcast. We're on a podcast.
You know what? I do have all the time in the world to tell this.
Let it flow.
So, my friend Bryce lives at the trailer house with a few other TikTok boys, and it is a beautiful, gorgeous house in the hills that is paid for by Triller. And
giant.
Yeah. Oh.
Tennis courts.
Well,
How
no,
many
no
tennis
they
courts?
Don't have tennis courts. Oh, sorry. That's the other Triller house. There's two. No, there's three. I don't know.
There's
Where's
three?
My trailer house? Yes, there's three.
Like on the same lot?
No, like all spread out like LA. Like literally in like different cities. It's ridiculous. I'd really like to know where mine is. Like
I would
can
like
I
to
move
have a
into
trailer
one?
House?
Yeah,
please?
I know.
Can we get one?
Our trailer house, just the two of us.
Yes.
Give the girlies
so
a house.
We have like 10 rooms each.
Oh my God.
Got a, three podcast rooms, different sets.
Dude, Pit what a life of one. Luxury, but not. Last night was not a life Ooh. Of luxury. Yep. Here we go. So there was a moment a few months ago where one night me and some friends were there and there was a meeting going on and it was like half of like Bryce's friends and me and my boyfriend and my other roommate. And then there was like a few adults that were there like conducting the meeting and everything. And we're sitting in the living room. And there's like random adults that I am not familiar with in and out like a lot for meetings. And I just never know who's who. And so we're
they
sitting
all look the
there.
Same.
They all literally look the
same. Some white guy.
Just older white men who are billionaires. Yeah. They all look the same to me. So I'm sitting there and this guy walks in the door, which not an abnormal thing. And he walks up to the circle of all of us like in like a meeting. And I'm just like, you know, just looking at the guy. And he walks up and goes, does anyone have a cigarette? And we all just sit there and like look at him and like everyone's just kind of like.
What was he wearing?
No idea. I tried to black this out of my memory. Totally. But this is what I can remember of it. Okay. He's just like. Like, clearly, like, in his 40s or something. Don't know what he was wearing. Hopefully clothes, but.
Hopefully clothes. Hopefully he didn't show up just naked.
I wouldn't have been shocked at that point.
Dick out. What would you do?
Cry and leave and scream.
Cry and scream in that order.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting there, and he asks for a cigarette, and we're all just like, no. And then he goes, is this where the party's at? And we all just kind of sit there, and we're all looking at each other being like, who knows this guy? And we're waiting for one of like the older men to be like, oh, hey, dude, like, oh, this is John or something, waiting for someone to say something. And then it gets to a point where all of us are sitting there like looking at each other, realizing no one knows who this guy is. And then
during the day?
No, this is at night.
Oh, okay.
So like just, I don't know, just like this random guy walks in. And then one of the guys, Blake, goes, wait, who are you? Who do you know here? And he just sits there with like this smile on his face. Literally, who do you know here? And the guy was just like, I thought this is where the party was. And then in that moment, we all realized like this, no one knows who this guy is. Like, it's a stalker. And literally we all just get up and just start like freaking out. And like my boyfriend and like the older men and like Bryce and are all just like, dude, like, who are you? Like, get out of this house. And the guy's just sitting there like, I thought this was like, I'm trying to get to like this address and name the address next door. And he was like, they're having a party, right?
Oh,
and we're
no.
like, no, that house is like an Airbnb. No one's having a party right now. Like, no one ever stays at that house because it's so much money. And so we're just like, what the hell is this guy talking about? So literally erupts into chaos. And the guy's just sitting there like, why can't we be friends? Like, why can't we hang out? And we're just like, oh my God. And like,
what?
One of the guys is just like, dude, like, empty your pockets. Like, what do you have? Like, put your hands up. Like, just trying to make sure that he doesn't have anything on him.
Yeah,
and try
that
to get him
horrible.
Out of the house.
Horrible.
I know. And I literally got up and like ran into a different room and just everything was just a blur. And then my boyfriend and everyone walk outside and just get him out of the house. And he somehow got through the gate and parked in the parking lot like that you get into after you literally enter the gate code and come in. And his car is just parked there. Like,
so
he lives
knew
here.
The gate code.
It. I don't know. We have no idea. Like,
but how would his car get past the
we
gate?
We don't
if he didn't
know.
Know the gate
we
code?
Don't know. Like, he must have, obviously. But it's just like, I don't know how you figure out the gate code. Like, it's a complex code. So no one really knows what the hell happened. But he got in somehow.
Oh.
And his car is like just parked in the middle of all of these cars and the people that live there and the people that are visiting. And Johnny, my roommate, is just like screaming at him, being like, dude, just like get in your car, get in there. He sits in his car and he lights a cigarette. After,
where'd he get the cig?
After asking us if we had one. And we're just like, oh my God, this guy is like out of his mind. Like, this is crazy. And everyone is down there like screaming at him, being like, dude, go. And he's just sitting there ignoring everyone with the windows down, just like staring into space, like smoking a cigarette.
He just had 3 packs in his car that entire time.
Yeah, and he was just trying to like be casual and come in and be like, does anyone have a cigarette? Like, where's the party at? So crazy. And he just was refusing to leave in his car, and it was just horrifying. But eventually, like, Johnny got him out. But the entire way down the driveway, like, Rory and Johnny like walked him like down the driveway and then down the hill and everything, just out of the neighborhood. Like, and he was going slow the whole way down and was just like, are you sure we can't hang out? Like, why can't we be friends? Like, I really feel like we'd all get along. Like, let's have a dance party. Like, all these crazy things.
And he's in his 40s.
Yes. This is a much, much older man who's just not
damn.
All there. So
damn.
That was crazy. And, you know, it was the craziest freaking night ever. And I hadn't seen him or heard of him since until last night. So yesterday afternoon, I get a text from my friend Rafi, who is Bryce's assistant, and her and I have gotten really close since moving here. We have everything in
love
common.
Her.
She likes One Direction.
Love
That's
it.
All you need to know.
That's all you need.
All you need in life is someone who likes them. So
blossoms into a beautiful thing.
Yep. So her number somehow got leaked yesterday. Yes.
Is she a hairy girl?
Of course.
God bless.
Yes.
Continue.
All right. So her number somehow gets leaked yesterday, and her texts are, like, blowing up all day. And Rory wasn't there at all yesterday, and she was, like, texting him being, like, can you come here? Like, I'd feel, like, more safe if you were here. Because, like, yeah. Whenever there's an issue, my boyfriend likes to go out of his way to literally solve everything. He's just that guy.
He just is, and he will not rest.
Until he solves it.
Until, like, he figures it out, and they can move on.
Yep, he deadass thinks he's Superman, which, like, not mad about.
He should be, like, a private investigator, like, one of those people that questions.
No, he really should be. Like, he would do good in any, like, job in that field ever. He's just so, like...
Interrogator?
Can you imagine if he was an interrogator? I would literally shit my pants. Do so good.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Whenever he talks to me, I almost want to shit my pants.
I know. You're
His presence
me.
Is strong. It's in your face.
Yep.
It's sarcastic.
Yep. And I had no idea he liked me for 5 years because of his personality being like that. I was like, wait, this guy has feelings. Oh my God, cool.
Oh, he's not a robot. Yeah, he doesn't hate me.
I mean, I figured out that he didn't hate me like a year and a half ago. So we'll get into that story.
Now you guys are dating.
Now we're dating. Okay. Guess he doesn't hate me. But he's a tough guy. Okay. So Raffi texts him and has him come over yesterday just because she feels like someone's going to show up at the house like any second because all these random fans are like blowing up her phone. And
fans.
I guess the other day, the guy that walked into the house a few months ago pinned her against her car.
What?
I didn't hear about this until yesterday when she was texting Rory. She was like the same guy who she was not there that night actually when he walked into the house originally. So us trying to explain it to her and everything, trying to explain what he looked like was just a disaster. She never just got it because she wasn't there. And we had like no pictures other than like a picture of his car. And she was like, some guy in like this car the other day, I was pulling into the driveway and he like pulled his car up next to mine and just rolled down the windows and was just like asking me questions. And he seemed like normal and like friendly because his intention is just to hang out.
Yeah. So he just wants to party.
He just literally wants to party, but like in the creepiest and like scariest
you
way.
You can't do that.
But she doesn't know him, and there's fans that show up there all the time, so you never know who anyone is there in that environment. There's always random men and there's always girls showing up at the house. So rolls the window down to this guy and he just was asking her random questions and he was saying that he wanted to buy the house. And
the Triller house.
Yeah. And he was like, does $500,000 work? And she was like, I'm not the person that you ask for this.
So the guy is saying that to Raffi?
Yes. He's like, I have $500,000 cash with me right now. Like, can I buy the house right now? And she's like, no, but like, I can take your name and number and give it to the guy who owns this. Like, I don't know. She was just trying to get
him out
of there.
Was it even for sale?
No, it's not for sale.
What's he talking about?
No idea. He wants to buy like a multi-million-dollar house for $500,000 right then and there.
I was going to say, because the Triller house is like, it's like 16 rooms.
Yeah. It's definitely not $500,000. If it's $500,000, I will somehow take out a loan and buy it myself.
I will split it with you.
Perfect. We'll somehow save up for that. But not worth that much. So she gets his name and number just to get him out of there and then eventually gets him through the gate and he doesn't get in. And I guess he like leaves or something. But she was like really shaken up from that.
Oh, I can imagine.
And then I guess Blake ran into him the other day too in the neighborhood the day before. And he like stopped him in his car and asked if he wanted to have sex. Just to Blake through his window.
Just driving around that neighborhood every day.
Yeah, and he admitted that last night, but we'll get there.
Okay.
So then, okay, Raffi is on her way to my house eventually after Rory's been there for a while because she's like, I just want to decompress in a different environment and just, like, tell you about how my day was. Like, I feel like I've been on edge all day. Like, I just want to get out of there and just have, like, a nice night with my girl. And I'm like, totally, come on over. She gets to my house and she steps foot in the door and gets a text from Johnny being like, oh my God, the guy is here right now. And we literally just like freeze. I'm like, what? And Johnny was like blowing up her phone with like voice messages of like what the guy was saying and all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And then he was like, the cops are on their way right now.
What was the guy saying?
He was just like,
where's the fucking party
people? He was saying that again. He was like, can we please hang out tonight? Like, why can't we hang out tonight? Like, why can't I just come here? And it in the
I got the
of
cigs,
like,
I got the weed,
he
I
was
got
literally
the coke,
like, I've
got the
drugs,
bitches.
Like, we can do all this stuff.
He has a bunch of girls in the car.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, I'd be very surprised.
They're all 40-year-old women.
Oh, God.
I got the girlies.
Ugh. God, I can't.
He's so, like, Hong Kong, let's go.
Woo! No.
The 40-year-old women, they just take their tops off.
Fucking
like,
blasting,
fucking
like,
get a TikTok.
The baby in the car, just like yeah. ready, doing the dances, like for TikTok. No. Oh my God.
Anyway, terrifying.
Anyway, horrifying. So there's a voice memo he sends, and it's all them like yelling at him, and the guy just not understanding. He's literally not even like speaking English. Like, it's just like all gibberish, and he's just like, I got the cash. Like, I'm here. Like, let's do something. Like, I feel like I have good, like, vlog ideas. Like, let's do this. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And then, yeah, Johnny's like, the cops are, like, literally on their way right now. And Raffi wanted to, like, tell her report of what happened the other day. So she was like, we should probably go right now and just, like, wait in our car and watch the situation go down. And then, like, give her addition to the police report. So we literally get in the car and we get there. And they're all just, like, surrounding this guy. And he's sitting on the ground. And, like, Bryce is literally vlogging it. So,
oh, my God,
cannot
bro.
Wait to see that. It was crazy.
Bro!
The guy's just sitting
there. You gotta
there.
Vlog everything?
But
like, this is like a serious situation.
I know.
That could potentially harm them.
I know.
And Bryce is like, hey, yo, what the fuck you doing in my house, bro? I'm just kidding.
No, so crazy. I also was like, why are we vlogging right now? But at the same time, I was like, all right, like, the guy is just sitting here and talking about how he just wants to party. Like, whatever.
That's
I don't.
So sad.
It's so weird. Yeah, it's the weirdest weird. Stalker ever. So he's sitting there and he's talking about how he wants to fuck Bryce with the strawberry dildo.
So he specifically said strawberry.
Strawberry dildo multiple times.
There are flavors?
I guess I don't know. He literally was saying a strawberry dildo. And he was like, I just love to, like, touch myself with it. And they're literally filming it. Like, I can't wait to see this footage. It'll be out by the time this is out, but.
Why strawberry?
I don't know. I mean, I like strawberries.
But what does that
even mean?
It's
my favorite fruit. I don't know. I don't know why I haven't taken a second to, like, Google, like, strawberry dildo. What is that?
Let's buy one and bring it on the pod next
So
week.
We figured out what a strawberry dildo is. Here it is.
We can test it. We can lick
we
it.
We can see test if it.
Lick it. See if it tastes like strawberries.
Okay.
Why is it called strawberry? Does it smell like it? I don't know.
No idea. Could have asked the guy right
then
and there.
Good for you?
I don't know. Probably not.
Chemicals on it? Like,
knowing this guy,
he
doesn't care.
He doesn't give a shit.
He has no limits or boundaries.
Okay, so strawberry.
Strawberry dildo.
Okay.
No idea. So, sitting there vlogging, the police come, and the guy is just like...
And you're sitting in your car.
I'm sitting in my car with Raffi, and we're just watching, and the guy, like, pulls out a wad of cash out of his wallet and tries to give it to the cops to, like, bribe them to go away.
So, he did have the cash.
He didn't have $500,000. He had, like, $20 and was just like, please, can I go?
Well, you said wad.
Well, like...
I was thinking, like,
it
two
wasn't
bands.
No, he literally like, was just like... I was watching from the car, and he just, like, pulls out, like, a dollar bill or something.
Okay. A lot of 20s.
A lot of 20s. I don't know. I was far away. And I was just like, oh, my God, this guy's literally bribing to get out of this. It was all kind of a blur because I was just so in shock that this guy was just, like, sitting on the ground and just, like, chilling, just being like, why are you guys yelling at me?
And he didn't have a weapon.
No, he had nothing on him at all. Literally, all he had was a water bottle in his car.
Thank God he didn't.
I know. It could have been so bad, but they searched everything, and he didn't have... anything. So it's just so weird.
He just wanted to be a part of the bros.
Yep. And they were like quizzing him on like what he knew about everyone. He knew Rory's home address from Boston.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it really made us sick to our stomachs. But the police took care of it, moral of the story. And I hope I never see that guy again. But...
I'm glad that you guys are okay.
I know. Me too.
And the only thing that I really have to say is they need security.
I know. Well, like, they have it. Just the guy wasn't there yet that night, but they're usually there. It's just, of course, the one second that someone wasn't there, it happened. Just, it was fucking nuts.
But in those types of situations, there are, like, how many boys live there? 10?
No, like... Five?
Five, but, like, really famous.
I know.
Millions of followers.
I know.
Like, they
no,
have
there should
so
definitely
many
be more security than there is,
them.
Like, that they have already. But I just still
That's
can't
crazy.
Believe that that guy just kept coming back. Oh, and then he admitted that he is there 5 times a week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
but
that's terrifying.
But I think it was taken care of, and I don't think we will see that guy ever again. And if we do, then that's a big issue, so...
So that was
my night last night.
And she texted me. You want to know how I interpreted?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
So we have like a podcast group chat with the people that we work with. And I was having my classes all day yesterday, so I couldn't respond immediately. Mm-hmm. And Caitlin texted me at what time was that?
Probably like
the first time you texted me, it was like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, hey, just a reminder to like respond to that group message.
Yeah.
And then like 35 minutes later, you text me again, mm-hmm. and you were like, dude, Sarah. And that was it. And then I checked my phone and I was like, oh shit, my bad. Like, I need to respond to the group message. Like, I just thought that you meant, like, dude, Sarah,
like, answer right now.
Answer them. Are you kidding me? Yeah, so rude.
I know.
And I was like, oh, shit, you're right. And then I, you know, did that.
Yeah.
And then you were like, hey, so, yeah, I had a crazy night last night. I was like, oh, that's.
No, you texted me after that. It was, like, 2 hours later. You texted hello. And I said hello. And, like, I was just waiting for you to be like, what happened? But then I looked at my text and I was like, wait. Like, normally I'm always just like, Sarah, dude, holy shit. Like, guess what just happened? But I just kind of, like, left it at Sarah, dude, because I was just so in the middle of 900 things that I didn't
right
even think.
Right after you text, hey, you need to respond.
And
to
I didn't realize that it seemed like I was bitching you out about answering in the group chat. So I was like, all she said was hello. Like, why doesn't she care about, like, what's going on right now? Like, I have a story to tell her. But, like, why was I expecting you to be like, oh, my God, what happened when I said Sarah, dude? Like, I just did not set that up right at all.
I was like, fuck, Caitlin's mad at me. Sorry, Caitlin.
It was so funny. You literally were like, oh, wait, something happened? You weren't saying Sarah, dude, about the chat? I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you think that I was mad. I literally meant, like, something crazy is going on.
Okay, cool. What's the tea, sis?
God. Literally, and then I had to explain to her for, like, 3 hours. The videos that I have are just crazy. I just can't wait to see, like,
Bryce's vlog
about this. It's so ridiculous.
He was being super nice to
him. I know. I sent Sarah one video and he was just being so friendly to the guy. I was like, why are we being friendly to him right now?
But like, I get it.
I do too.
Because the guy was just a fan.
Yeah.
And you have to think about it from their perspective too. Mm-hmm. It's like, when you're a fan of mm-hmm. a YouTuber, you think that you know them and you think that they know you.
Yeah.
You think you have this relationship. Mm-hmm. You want to know where the party's at.
Exactly.
You want to hang out with the bros because you know them.
Yep.
You see them every day.
Every day on your screen.
And then he just shows up like, sup, y'all?
Yeah.
I'm here.
I'm just so glad he wasn't there to hurt anyone. Same. But it's just still, it was just.
Don't do that, anybody.
Oh, yeah. Please never try to hurt anyone I know. Or just anyone out ever, even if I don't know them.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the weirdest stalker story ever.
Crazy.
I just can't believe I was there the first day that it all went down. He just literally walks in. Does anyone have a cigarette?
Naked.
God, no, he had clothes on.
Dick swinging. Helicopter.
Who has a cigarette?
Who has a ciggy? No, all
That's
right.
That's what I saw in my nightmares last night.
Oh, my God. You saw him naked?
No. But I actually didn't sleep last night.
Did he have a strawberry dildo?
Yeah.
Love it.
He keeps that on him.
Cool.
So fucking weird.
We do need to buy one.
A strawberry dildo?
Yeah, I would like to know what his vibe
Why don't
is.
Just, like, Google it right now. Like, let's figure out what that even is.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
Is it just the scent? Is there a taste? Because I know, like, some sex toys.
Okay, so like, it really doesn't exist.
Is it an edible dildo?
It literally doesn't. It's just a pink dildo.
Oh, that's boring.
What, like, a strawberry? What does that mean, sir?
Is there a scent?
Like, there's actually nothing online for a strawberry dildo, so this guy's in his own world.
Yeah, he has fantasies.
He sure does.
He has kinks. So does everyone, you know? Strawberries. So on a lighter note.
anyways.
I would like to say something silly that happened this morning.
Okay, please do.
It wasn't, like, that crazy. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get my hair done because I hated it. And mm-hmm. I go to my lady. And I'm just sitting in the chair, masks up,
yep.
just vibing, talking. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I have another client. I, like, double booked you guys on accident, but they're going to sit over there, like, across the room. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And so I'm sitting there, we're just talking, and then someone walks through the door. And I was like, oh, they're here. But I had, like, foils in my hair. Mm-hmm. I looked like a mess. Mm-hmm. Like, foils everywhere. You cannot recognize me. And my mask is on.
Uh-huh.
And this person walks in and I hear a familiar voice.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I, like, try to turn my head.
Who? Who?
Zayn Malik.
What?
I swear to God.
No.
I swear to God.
No, I actually don't believe you.
I swear to God. Zayn Malik walked in. I'm kidding. What the fuck?
Wait, what?
What the? Why would Zayn? He just released an album. Why the fuck would Zayn Malik walk in?
I don't know. We live in LA. Oh my God. I literally thought that was real. Okay, so who the fuck walked in then that I'm not going to care about?
Oh.
Dude. Oh, man. I was going to say, you actually waited 4 hours to tell me that? Like, I'm going to be so mad. Like, why didn't you tell me that the second it happened?
Oh,
you're just so funny.
I know. No, but it was actually still crazy. Morgan Adams.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
We love her.
I've never met her before, and it was only us two in that room.
Do you guys know each other?
We, like, follow each other.
Did you say
hi? I watch her vids.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, I know she follows me on Instagram, but I don't know if she, like...
She definitely knows who you are.
Well, I don't know. I don't expect anyone to. And so, like, my immediate reaction is like, Morgan Adams, what the fuck? And
did
I have tinfoil. Yes.
Oh my God.
I screamed it. And I have tinfoils all in my hair. You cannot know that
a
it's
mask
me.
On too. You literally just are not recognizable in the slightest.
No makeup with a spray tan. Like, oh, you cannot. Yeah. And I have blonde hair now. So it's like a lot of people don't know.
She's like,
She did.
Oh,
she was like, she was like looking at me and she was like, and I was like, sorry, it's Sarah Bass. She was like, oh my God.
Okay,
hey.
Thank God this ended that way.
She's like, what the fuck? And I was like, what the fuck? And it was just a moment. But it was awkward. Not awkward. It was so not awkward. But like, she,
but it was awkward.
But she, like, you know how in regular salons, there's usually chairs next to each other.
Yeah.
But because of the environment that we're in.
You're just so far from each
other. So far. Across the whole room, and it's only us two and one lady.
And you know each other too, so it's
and
not
we,
like you're just like zoned out, just like there's a stranger in here.
Not like, it's not even that we know each other, it's like we kind of know each other.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, how do we? I wanted to talk and like get to know.
Yeah.
But there was like hair dryers and
just
shit.
Not the environment to have a chat in.
And every time they would start chatting, I would chime in, but they couldn't hear me because my mask.
No.
And I was so far away. So I'd like say something.
Ha ha.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, me too.
Exactly.
Like, I love those.
Like, the hair lady was talking about like her new girlfriend. And I was like, no way.
Is she cute?
And then they were like, what? And I'm like, never mind. Sorry. Because, like, I would have to repeat myself.
Oh,
and they were
you're
like,
just sitting
what?
There alone, not talking to anyone.
Well, my hair was processing in the foils.
Yeah.
So I just had to, like, kind of sit there anyway. And they were just chatting. And I can hear and I want to respond. It's like when you're listening to a podcast and you want to respond.
Yeah.
But it was fine. Like, we had some moments here and there. But it was so annoying because I wanted to just, like, sit next to Morgan and like
hang
get to
out.
Know her.
I know. First time meeting each other, like.
And she's the reason why I like found this lady.
Oh.
Because like
wait,
she
really?
Yeah, she posted her on her Instagram and she was like, thanks so and so for the new hair. And it was blonde, it was nice. And I was like, I want her. Mm. And so then I was like, crazy coincidence.
Yeah.
And then when I was leaving, I was like, nice to meet you.
And
she's like, yeah, totally. She's like, your hair looks great.
Oh, my God.
But it was funny. It was nice. I was not expecting to see Morgan Adams this morning.
Well, I thought that you saw Zayn, so I wasn't expecting it to be Morgan in the end anyways either.
But not that there's, like, anything different. Like, they're the same, you know.
Yeah, both exciting.
Yes.
No, love Morgan. That's just so
her.
Funny that, of all people, and all times to meet someone. It's then.
Just like, of course, you know. It was just like, because I've always wanted to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she seems cool.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be your friend.
Now, like, the next time you actually see her somewhere, it's just going to be like, oh my God, hey, like, we didn't get to, like, talk, like, at the hair salon last time I saw you. Like, ha ha ha.
It's an
like,
easy transition.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. So
that's
good. Funny. Yeah. She got to witness, you know.
Your transformation.
Exactly.
Oh my God, your hair looks so good.
Thanks, girl.
I love it. Guys, we have the most appropriate brand deal of all time to read to you guys right now. Bright Cellars is the wine subscription service that helps you find the wines you love without the normal intimidation and wine pretentiousness that you're used to. I'm very much used to that, honestly, unfortunately. If you are a new wine drinker or someone who has been drinking wine for years, Bright Cellars will pair you with the wines you love and provide a unique experience no other wine services can.
By taking their 30-second quiz, Bright Cellars will pair you with 6 unique and personalized wines.
You can actually even get 50% off your first 6-bottle order, okay? Guys, that's a lot. By going to brightcellars.com/cheersbro, you can get wine right to your door, which is incredible because you don't have to carry a heavy case of wine from the store to your home, which I do multiple times a week, and I hate it.
If you do not like a bottle, Bright Cellars will work with you to include a replacement bottle in your next box and adjust your taste profile.
Bright Cellars delivers based on your schedule. Yeah, guys, imagine that. Other companies running on your schedule, especially wine. After you try each wine, you can go to your Bright Cellars account and rate each wine. Bright Cellars applies those ratings to future matches so each box continuously gets better and better. What more could you ask for? So once again, for our Cheers Brother listeners, we are giving you 50% off your first 6-bottle orders from Bright Cellars, okay? By going to brightcellars.com/cheersbro. That's Bright Cellars, CELLARS.com/cheersbro.
Wow!
That's what I'm saying, bro. You can take their 7-question quiz to get your wine matches and receive 50% off your first 6-bottle order. This is a great deal to try new wines from all over the world, so head to brightcellars.com/... What's the code?
Cheers, bro!
Sure is! For 50% off your first Bright Cellars box.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day!
Get your Bright Cellars
wine today!
Oh! Hell yeah!
Good one, sister.
Bro. Well, now that we got those stories out of the way, we've certainly summarized our past day or two.
Yeah.
I have this card game called We're Not Really Strangers. What?
Remember our old podcast name?
We should probably shut up?
No. Well, it was like an idea.
We're brothers?
Not even brothers. Not even,
that is nothing.
We're not really strangers. We're not really
brothers. Really brothers. Yeah, that's
remember?
True.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever. I just have this like really dramatic and intense card game that just gets you to talk, which I feel like is perfect for a podcast. Me and Sarah can just answer these slightly emotional or deep questions, or some of them are funny, and just feel like it'd be good to have you guys continue to get to know us here.
Yeah, we're just gonna, whatever comes up, comes up.
Yep. And
we're just gonna go all out there. You guys just need to know who we are.
Yes.
We never really explained
I know.
Anything about us.
Literally.
Where we're from, why we're doing this, what we are, how we are. Never explain any
where
of that.
We are.
Where we are. So this might help.
Yeah.
But we'll get into all that next steps. I don't fucking know the timeline, but.
Well,
figure it out.
I am going to go through these cards. The first question is, do I look kind? So here we go. Just tell me about my resting bitch face. I'm ready to go. Literally, do I look kind? Explain. Like, awesome. Really awesome stuff.
You want me to be honest?
I know I don't. I have the worst resting bitch face ever. But I'll let you answer.
You,
here we go.
You do.
Oh.
You have a resting bitch face.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's okay. Because mm-hmm. when someone actually talks to you, you're totally fine. But you know what I think it is? I think that when we're out and about or like in public, mm-hmm. I think that you just kind of get a little bit stressed.
I do.
And you need to like figure out what the fuck's going on,
mm-hmm.
what we're doing, who we're with.
Yep.
So you're just constantly, you know, mm-hmm. in the zone.
Just evaluating something going on, my environment.
Overanalyzing everything.
Yep.
And
then once I'm relaxed, I'll be like, hee hee. But like, I'm always just like,
exactly.
On edge, kind of. I don't know why, but it's a thing.
Anxiety.
Yeah,
disorder.
Anxiety. Anxiety disorder. Perhaps. Yeah. That could be it.
But that's just your exterior.
Mm-hmm.
On the inside.
In the inside, I'm a fluffy little bunny.
You are so fluffy, you know?
So fluffy.
Your heart and your soul is just fluffy.
Thank you so much.
But you got to put on a shell to protect
yes.
yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like a turtle.
Yes. But that goes back to, like, you know, the old days when we had to do that.
Yeah, I
like
know.
Our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever
their
ancestors
threat. Had to wear shells.
Yeah.
Oh,
put
yeah.
on a shell and a shield.
God.
But whenever there was a threat, you just got to
toughen up.
But I do that too, so.
Yeah. So it's fine.
It's fine, guys. My turn?
Yep. Here we go. Sarah's picking a card.
How likely am I to go camping? How high maintenance is my setup?
You did camping at Coachella, which is like the hardest thing in the world for me to like get myself to do. Mm. And you did that your first time at Coachella. So I feel like you're pretty much down for camping anywhere else if you did it at Coachella.
That's funny you say that.
Really? Do you hate camping actually?
I hate it.
Really? Just like in the woods?
Hate camping in the woods. Mm-hmm. It's so vulnerable, scary. Mm-hmm. Like my anxiety takes me to another dimension. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's a fucking bear down there. If totally. I hear one little critter, I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna get killed.
Yeah.
And then also I just like hate not being able to shower.
Yeah.
But for Coachella, like we had little shower bags. So we were just showering it was like fun, cool. Yeah. Like I felt like I was in the 70s mm-hmm. at a music festival. It was like fun.
Yeah.
But I wanna do it eventually. Camping, I went camping a few times with my boyfriend's family mm-hmm. and I like tried to, you know, be really low maintenance about it.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, I can hang out.
How long did you do it for?
For like a few days.
Ooh.
And it was hard for me, but I really just had to like let that
go. Let that go.
And just get dirty and just feel ugly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm with my boyfriend's family, they don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard.
That is like hard. I've only been camping for like YouTube videos from like 5 in the afternoon to 10 a.m. the next day. So I really don't even consider that camping. Like I slept like an hour because we'd stay up all night. So I haven't done like camping.
It's
like
a
lot. For days on end.
My family just never did that growing
my
up.
My family didn't either. We just didn't want to.
Yeah. Like my parents grew up on the beach and they're like, ugh, we just don't get it.
Yeah.
We moved to Oregon and everyone went camping, like all the families that we grew up with. And my parents were like,
it wasn't really much of a thing in like Boston. So I wasn't really around people that went camping. So camping is just foreign to me.
Yeah. Well, Boston's like a big city.
Yeah.
Where I live.
I mean, I live
like
an hour outside of it, but still people just don't go camping.
Yeah. Well, that's all we could do in Oregon. Like all we could do is just like go fishing and like be on the lake and be on the river.
Oh, but I love the lake.
Yeah. I like lake.
Yeah. I always wanted to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
Love New Hampshire.
But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. I want to get better at camping, you know?
Let's go camping. We do the podcast in the woods. I'm down. That'd be so fun.
Kaylin, I'm not kidding.
I'm not either.
Can we go camping?
Sure.
And film a podcast? That would be a hoot.
I did that in Joshua Tree for a YouTube video like last month. Had a great time. Didn't sleep, but made it more fun.
Oh, well, that was terrifying, too.
Yeah. That's in the middle of nowhere.
You were in the open desert.
Yeah, and it was the most amount of silence I've ever experienced in my life. Yeah. Like, there was nothing moving, nothing making a sound, no wind.
Yeah.
I was like, I wish my air purifier was here so I could have, like, a fan noise in the background. Yeah. Like, just anything.
White noise machine.
Oh, my God. And I also didn't have, like, any electricity, and my phone was on, like, 10, and I, like, literally used the last 10% of my battery to put on, like, a white noise video on YouTube so I could try to sleep for, like, an hour.
And you were in a trailer.
Yeah.
But then there was, like, a bed outside.
Yeah. But you weren't supposed to, like, sleep on that. Well, you could if you're crazy, but
were there any other places around?
Yeah. Like, you could see them, but, like, I still didn't, like, see any other, like, humans.
But how were the stars, though?
Oh, the stars were phenomenal. I even put in my contacts. I could see them HD. That was exciting.
I told you.
Put in my contacts?
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. No, I told you that there's a place in Joshua Tree for couples.
Oh,
remember that place?
Yes, I need to do that.
It's an Airbnb, and it's like this little shack, and you walk through the front door, and it's just a staircase.
Oh,
and you
so
just
magical.
Go up the staircase. That's all it is, just a staircase, and you go up. And then it's just, when you're upstairs, it's just a bed, California king bed. And then there's no ceiling, and there's like cool vibey lights up there. It's the most romantic shit ever. I wanted to throw up.
Yep. You got to send me that link. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, I think that's, well, now I can't do that. So I want you to.
I will do it and I will give you my feedback.
I was planning on doing that for.
Yeah.
I was planning on doing that for so long with my ex.
It's okay.
Whatever.
I'll do it with someone better.
Yeah. Just a random Tinder date.
Oh, my God. And your hey, first Tinder date. Yeah. Want to go stay in the middle of Joshua Tree together and look at the stars?
Yeah.
You're just sitting there in silence for like a 2-hour road trip to Joshua Tree. He likes the worst music.
Yeah.
He's just
Christian and country.
Oh, the whole way there.
Christian country.
No, just gospel music.
I like gospel.
But
I fuck with gospel.
Really?
I like it. Okay. Dude, I was raised in the church.
Oh, yeah. You did the whole Christian camp thing. I forgot about
but
that.
But Christian? No. Country Christian is where I draw the line.
Okay.
And like the acoustic Jesus. That's, But like gospel, like a bunch of ladies. Like,
like the choir.
Yes.
I can like get down with that.
Like it's fun.
I can
it makes me
want to
move my feet. Yes. But no, if he liked country or if he just put on like screamo or just like
the whole way there.
Yeah.
Driving through the desert listening to that.
Or just like unironically playing like Lil Pump.
Oh God, here we go.
And just like Tekashi 6ix9ine, just like unironically fuck it. No offense to anyone here that likes that. Oh my God. Didn't even realize I said that. But I'm saying anyway, whatever.
We suck. So you know, yeah, definitely draw the line of that.
Sorry guys if you like that.
They're like the biggest fan.
Yeah, I know, right? He has a tattoo.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
God,
it'll
anyway.
Be a nightmare.
What the fuck were we doing?
I think I'm gonna pull a card.
Please do.
Here I go. As a child, what do you think I wanted to be? Gags.
Ew. You being
we're taking
successful?
Shots of tequila, but like yeah. That's where we draw the line. What I wanted to be when I was little.
Fuck. I could see. Oh.
Oh God. Here we go.
I could see you really wanting to be like a veterinarian or like a pop star.
Oh, well, definitely a pop star. I mean, we grew up on Hannah Montana, but for some reason, I thought I was going to be an artist. Just because I liked art class as like a kindergartner. Thought I was going to be a famous artist.
Oh.
I have no desire in the actual slightest to be a famous artist anymore. I will let you know that much.
You're doing like beautiful graffiti in Italy, just like beautiful murals.
Me on the side of the road just painting like portraits.
Yeah, you're like the next Banksy.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to do.
That's cute.
I know.
Oh,
I was
so
like
cute,
teacher's
Caitlin.
Pet in my art class too.
Oh.
So I get it. I get it, younger self.
God, I have a story about my art teacher. I'll save that.
Okay. Well, talk shit about her.
Really quick, she had a bowl cut, red hair. Mm. She was so artsy and just hippie.
Mm.
And she seemed nice. She seemed like she liked me.
But she hated you.
Oh, my God. Eighth grade was the year where we had the chalk festival. So Mrs.
What?
Whipple, her name was Mrs. Whipple.
Oh, that sucks.
She hand selected 12 of her favorite eighth graders. To do the chalk festival. So basically they spent a whole week in their own like huge square in the foyer, just like doing these beautiful chalk pieces so that when like everyone else walked by, they could like see some cool art.
Ooh.
I was waiting since the fifth grade to be that eighth grader. Like I sucked her ass every single class.
Hot.
Hey, that rhymed.
Okay.
But I really thought that we had something. I thought that she liked me. I thought she was going to pick me. I got straight A's in every art class because Mrs. Whipple, she was everyone's art teacher because our school is really small.
Yeah.
And then eighth grade comes. I'm like sitting there waiting for my name.
I'd like to use some chalk.
She says Sarah, but then Sarah Kirsch. She said Sarah Kirsch.
Not Sarah Kirsch.
She said Sarah Kirsch, who never talked. She never said a word. She was known for not. Like, she didn't speak. And when she did
speak. It's always those kids.
When she did speak, it was in a baby voice.
Ew.
Since she was a freshman.
Oh, for the love of God.
She talked like this and she was a freshman.
There's always, like, three of those in every grade. I had those, too.
And then all of a sudden, she's like, yo, what's up? When she hits junior year.
Nice
job. Yo, what's up? No, but, like. Anyway. Mrs. Whipple, what the hell, man? I had to, like, go every single day and walk past all of my colleagues.
Just holding back tears. I want to use the chalk.
And I had to, like, pass by Mrs. Whipple and, like, make eye contact with that woman.
Oh,
God,
man.
God damn it. I'll never forget. Sorry. Just
tension
triggered some shit.
You guys. It's okay. It's okay. That's what
she's
we're
doing
here for.
Well, though. She was nice. But, like, what the fuck was that?
Whatever,
look at
Mrs.
me now,
Whipple.
Mrs. Whipple! That really affected me.
I can tell. I can tell.
Anyway, do you think I fall in love easily? No. Why or why not?
Because you've had one boyfriend, so no.
Damn.
I mean, that's a bad thing, but like you've also only been single since like the summer.
Yeah.
And you, I don't think you have a desire to start dating anyone anytime soon.
But do you think that like if I did like have a crush on someone that I could like.
Yeah, I think so.
get obsessive.
You have some crushes that, you like, know. I'd like to see happen and work out.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope,
we're not going to talk about it, but just like.
Nope.
Yeah, I think it's possible.
No.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. All right, Kate Wynn.
God, the baby boys. My friends always do that to just Kate Wynn me. Wynn.
I love it.
I have such like a baby name. Kate Wynn. God damn it. Well, I think we're done with everything today, so.
This was fun. We should do this at the end of, like.
We should.
It was fun.
I'm down. I mean, next time around, we'll be able to answer our fans' questions, which will be exciting. But you know what? Sometimes we're going to answer our own.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
These are fun. Not saying your guys' won't be fun, but, like.
Your questions are going to suck. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you guys are going to suck it.
But, yeah, that is it for today's episode. Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to continue tuning in on everywhere that podcasts are, because we're there.
We are there.
I'd like you to be there as well.
Please.
Make sure that you
come to the party.
Make sure that you come to the party. Where's the party? It's here.
In case you guys are wondering where the party is at.
It is at Cheers Brother Podcast on Instagram.
So, the party's at Cheers Brother on Instagram. That's
it is. I mean, you got to fill those comments up with your questions, not our questions.
With our questions. All the comments are
us. Just are spamming the questions, just us talking to each other. No, it's going to be you guys. So make sure you do that. Oh, follow that. Follow us at Caitlin Ray and at Sarah Baska. With two A's.
Two A's.
I have a dot in between the Caitlin and I, just to let you know. And
hopefully my spray tan fades a little bit for next time, but I'm not new Oompa Loompa.
You look good. It's all good. But yeah, we will see you guys next time. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother.
I've got nothing.
an empty
Here's
glass.
An empty drink. All right. See you later. Love you guys.